Also, other breaking news that came out right before that whole thing with the Browns and Kareem Hunt is the fact that Kyler Murray has finally made a decision. He's going to forego baseball. He's going to be 100% committed to football. He has to give up and give back 1.6 million of the 1.3 of the 1.6 he's already received. He foregoes the remaining 3+ mil that he was supposed to get from the A's. The A's retain his rights. But the really tricky thing that screws the A's is, if he hadn't signed the initial deal with the A's and made this decision, the A's would have gotten a compensatory pick. They would have been back in the top 12 picks in the draft, and everybody could have gone on their own separate ways. But because he signed that initial deal, they don't get another first-round pick. They just got to hope at some point he decides to play baseball.
Yeah, and you just wonder, what it's a beautiful thing for him. And sure. I was reading in the article that no one has ever been chosen in the first round of both drafts. So that's probably going to be the case, which is good for him. But it's he's a smart guy now. So he's got this fail-safe. He's got this parachute where if he flames out in 3 or 4 years and the A's still have his rights, then he can just go, huh? Who wants some baseball from Kyler Daddy, huh? And then he goes back and plays baseball and everybody's happy. So he's playing it smart. And I feel like you make the decision because – there are plenty of GMs in the NFL that's in his ear saying, you can, yeah, you're a legitimate QB threat in the NFL and we want you, we'll draft you, we'll, you know, you'll go in the first round or second round, you're going to make millions and you're going to be great. And the scouts are probably telling him that, and he's probably hearing it from everybody that, yeah, you're a qualified, bona fide NFL QB.
Yeah, I think we see all the mock drafts. We see all the experts. And you're right. I mean, look, and that's just smart business. It's just like when Calipari, the reason why a lot of one-and-dones and parents of kids that were going to be just 1 year in college wanted to play for Kentucky was, he did that for them. And he was upfront with the parents to say, hey, look, during the whole season, we're going to monitor with NBA folks and contacts that we have just where he's going to go and if it's worth it to either – hang in there for one more year at Kentucky, or if it just totally makes sense to just go after 1 year because you're going to be a first-round pick. And I think that that's the way business is done these days with college athletics, especially with football and basketball, where you just measure it out. And if people are giving you, you know, upfront information and they're honest with you and you find out and you weigh the – again, of course it comes down to which do you love more. You know, which sport is there something that which one do you like more better than the other one? Mm-hmm. But other than that, we all know it comes down to money. And if the 4.6 total from the A's is going to get completely drowned out by whatever he makes in football,
yeah, to me, it's a no lose situation for him. And you know, the A's now have to wait, and they're the losers in this, really, because of the compensatory pick, but. I mean, you have to make the decision that's best for you. These hoes ain't loyal. Not in sports. Why would you? You got to do what's best for you.
Or anywhere else.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, don't be like, oh, well, I feel sorry for the A's, so I'm just not going to go and potentially be a star quarterback in the NFL. No, man, do what you got to do, because trust me, as a team, once you suck, they're moving on from you.
And I give you examples. He's just doing it the opposite way. But you talk about guys that have done it the opposite. You know, Danny Ainge played both. Obviously, it was basketball and baseball, but he was with the Blue Jays and baseball before he went to basketball. You look at James Casey of the Texans to bring it close to home. James Casey tried his hand at baseball, and it didn't work out. He ended up playing football.
Yeah.
Chris Winkie. Chris Winkie played football, but before that, he was playing baseball, and he was fledgling around. And another Texan, their current backup quarterback from Oklahoma State. The redhead.
Brandon Whedon?
Whedon. Mm-hmm. Whedon was a big baseball player, and he took a shot at that. It wasn't working out. Went back to play football. So, and those are quarterbacks in the cases of Whedon and Winkie. So it can be done. You just hope that he made the right decision where his heart's in it, and that once he gets there to play, because, you know, you watch the Deion Sanderses and the Bo Jacksons, and you say, well, he could play both. Not if you're a quarterback. I just don't think it's realistic.
Yeah, it's going to be, especially nowadays, where you have to be hyper-focused, and there's so much that goes into being an athlete now and being the best at what you do at your sport. I mean, the off-season, you have to be dedicated to your sport. Even it's a year-round thing. I mean, in the past, you could play football, and then when the, you know, when your season was over, you hung out for a while, and about 30 days out from training camp, maybe you stopped eating so bad. I mean, you talked about how Barkley would just wait till the very last minute, do a bunch of running or whatever, and that was it. It's not the case anymore. I mean, these guys are always in football mode or basketball mode or baseball mode, so it's hard to do both. Because if you're a baseball player, you're trying to climb the ladder, and that's got to be part of it. You could be Kyler Murray, the NFL quarterback star that's flying around on jet planes and, you know, getting treated like a rock star at every stadium you go to, or you could be Kyler Murray, the single A prospect riding a bus, sleeping in motels. Man, I'm looking at the two, and I realize, and we talked about the fact that longevity in baseball is there, but you're going to wait a lot longer to get your money. This is a short-term payoff. It's much more money for you, but your career is probably going to be shorter.
The other point I was making is, like, you watch the Deion Sanders special, or you know, and I've seen the 30 for 30 on Bo Jackson, and you know, if you're playing running back or defensive back in the NFL, and you're playing outfield in baseball, you can play both. I mean, you can just jump on the baseball field and throw your spikes on and take some cuts in the batting cages. And if you've been playing, you might not be completely on your game, but it's feasible. When Deion left the baseball team to go play for the Falcons, yeah, he didn't know the defensive schemes for the week, but as long as he's playing corner and he just has to shut down his guy and know how they're going to help on certain situations, he's fine. But when you're playing quarterback and all the idiosyncrasies of RPOs and the game plan and, you know, the checkdowns and all the different meetings they have about when blitz packages, it's a whole new ballgame. It's not feasible to say you can play both.
Yeah. It's going to be good for him, though. I mean, somebody suggested, well, he could play receiver. No, he's not going to do that. He didn't give up baseball to try to be a receiver.
Do you think he made the right move? Now, you said you don't watch college baseball, but what I saw was he only played like 2 years of college baseball.
His last year was good.
To judge that all of a sudden you're going to say that's going to translate to him being a major leaguer.
There's a lot more money in baseball, and it's guaranteed, but it takes a lot longer to get to it.
Yeah.
So I think probably because he is a quarterback, those are usually more protected. I know he runs, but I would say, yeah, he probably made the right decision. I don't know if I would have done it. I probably would have taken the longer road for the bigger payday in baseball, but it takes longer. So I'm not going to hate on the guy. Hey, next segment, I want to run this story by you I found about Brian Hoyer. Mm-hmm. Did you see this thing where he used Amazon and ESPN to basically help the Patriots win the Super Bowl?
No.
ESPN Plus subscription and Amazon, and that's the reason that the Patriots won the Super Bowl. It's a pretty interesting story.
Nick has ESPN Plus. Look what he's going to be doing for us.
Going to help us win the Super Bowl,
yeah,
Nick?
Help us win.
Okay.
There you go. All right, hour number two is coming around the corner of the 3-hour extravaganza. We'll get to that next. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.